Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. Call 1-800-958-6699. That's 1-800-958-6699. Again, 1-800-958-6699.
Into Tomorrow, continuing from New York City and CE Week. Don't forget to call in anytime, 24-7, 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686. Win some of these fabulous summer giveaway prizes or use the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the OWC Thunderblade. For the creative professional who needs the absolute fastest storage with transfer speeds up to 2,800 megabytes per second. Learn more at OWCDigital.com.
Our next guest is doing something rather unique. From Reviver Auto, he's now also the founder and CEO of that company, but coming up with some very interesting things. How about digital license plates? Founder and CEO is Neville Boston. Neville, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Thank you. Thank you for being here.
It's our pleasure. One of the things that you're showing and getting an awful lot of attention here at CE Week is the digital license plate. Tell me a little bit about the company, and then let's get into the fun stuff that you're showing.
What we were looking for with the company is to develop a way of doing online over-air registration. And that was the entire idea behind the product. But once we started building that out, everything opened up. And I think we did something different. We worked in collaboration with the DMV, law enforcement, and the Department of Transportation actually to make this come to life.
Wow. I mean, that's a task in and of itself. Being a former law enforcement officer, I know you hardly ever get groups like that together to agree on anything. And you managed to do that.
Yeah, because we looked at it differently. We wanted a partnership. We understood that we couldn't do it without their approval, so we had to build it with their approval. So we went about it backwards.
Now, of course, I'm hearing my audience in my head, as I often do, and I respond to those voices. And there are probably a lot of folks thinking, why on earth do I need a digital license plate?
It's the same reason you wanted a smartphone. You know, because when you had a flip phone, what you did is you talked on it. You have a smartphone, you're able to do email, you're able to do texting. There's so many other things that you can do with the product. Same way with the plate. You're able to do specialized plates. You're able to do cause plates. You're able to do amber alerts and cause alerts, and then also be able to do tolling and parking through the technology. So it opens up a lot of different opportunities.
One of the things that caught my eye, again, that's the former cop in me, can't help it there, was the fact that you have one of the plates showing stolen. I mean, what a cool thing that is. If, God forbid, my car is stolen and I've got one of your digital plates, I can then flash that in addition to the license tag, hopefully getting some appropriate attention.
Absolutely. And that's what it is. It's about community. Being able to have messaging that really makes sense for the community around you and for safety purposes as well.
Because in that case, good point about community. It's not just that you hope a police officer gets behind the stolen car, but how about anybody else that gets behind the car that's flashing stolen and they dial 911 and say, hey, I don't know if this is real or not, but here's what it says. And they run the tag and says, yes, it is a stolen vehicle. Where exactly are you? And they get an officer there. I mean, that's awesome.
No, absolutely. Or amber alerts or silver alerts when people need those kinds of things. So you want to have an actual product that actually solves a problem, but also adds to the community at large. And that's the reason why we developed this technology.
My son's always telling me I'm going to be on a silver alert one of these days. I said, gee, thanks a lot. But maybe it'll end up being on one of your digital license plates. The point is that hopefully someone can take some action in a case like that. And that's kind of cool in and of itself.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're looking at a product that has a lot of different functionalities, whether it be with new vehicles, used vehicles, old vehicles, or even AVs. You know, that's something that we want to be able to do as far as a communication platform, being able to communicate properly on what's actually on the road.
Now, is this legal anywhere yet? Because, again, my first thought is you got to have actual license plates on most cars on any state I'm aware of.
It is. We have it on the road in California. We have it in Arizona. We passed legislation in both Texas and Florida and the state of Washington to do a study. So we will be in another 3 states before the end of the year and another 10 next year.
Wow. And being a Miami boy, I would be delighted to help test it in Florida for you if we can work that out sometime. Only because they're going to figure, well, of course, it's the tech guy. He's got to have the latest. But I'll bet you I'll be pulled over more often than not initially by officers who don't know that, wait a minute, that's not a Florida plate, although you've got them too.
Well, the thing I think that's important is that in California, DMV sent a message out to all law enforcement, so they knew automatically what it was and what it looked like. And we worked, you know, in collaboration with them as well. You know, we're hoping at some point to actually be down in Florida and doing a pilot, and we'd love to work with the DMV to make that happen. But, you know, it'll be when they're ready and when the time is right.
Absolutely. And again, our show is into tomorrow. So it's all about products and services available today and into tomorrow. Your digital license plate is most certainly qualifying in those categories. Now, why just black and white or black or white at this point? Are colors coming? Is that version two?
So colors are coming probably in 2021, but the reason why we went with this type of technology was less about the color and more about the functionality. These plates takes no IMB and draw, so if you have no problem, it still operates like a license plate. So compliance is number one, that was the important thing for us to do. But also, 70% of cars are either black, white, or some shade of gray. So this coloring looks really nice on almost all vehicles.
Very cool. Now, can you do custom messages as well? I mean, I'm seeing the Amber Alerts and Silver Alerts and Stolen Car and that sort of thing. I'm even seeing one that's promoting CE Week here in New York, which is awesome. But can I put a message myself, like, please dim your high beams or something like that? Would they see it even?
So we have messages that are pre-approved from the DMV. So we'll come up with a list of maybe 100 or 200 different messages, get approvals, and then add them to your library. If there are particular messages that you want, you can send them in to us. We would go through the process to get them approved and then send them out. You can kind of understand what would be approved and not approved. So
no cursing, for example, things like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So appropriate. And I would think, I mean, kudos to you guys for coming up with something that hasn't been changed, since the Wright brothers, I think. If a license plate has been a boring license plate. Sure, maybe some, promotional thing or charity thing or what have you for the community, but it's still just a license plate. And you're doing something very unique now. Is it available yet?
Yes, it's available in California. It's available in Arizona. And we'll have it in, like I said, three other states that we'll be announcing soon.
Very good. And what does it cost? Is there a one-time price and then you pay a subscription? How does that work?
So the cost is, through a dealership, it's $699, and then it's about $750 per month.
As in $6 a night, or $699. I want to be clear.
$699, yeah. And then there's a $750 monthly fee that's tied to it, so you get all the access to all the services.
And that's $7.50.
That's $7.50, yes. Yeah.
Don't want to confuse anybody. It is new tech, so typically early adopters pay more, which is very normal. And we talk about that in our 23 years on the air all the time. You want to be the first on your block, it's going to cost you generally. But what a cool idea and concept, and I wish you guys well.
Thank you so much.
It's our pleasure. And website that we might want to visit?
Is www.rplate.com.
All right, very cool. Rplate.com. We'll get you there, too, when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com. Neville, thanks for joining us here in New York.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. Dave Graveline bringing you further into tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network from New York City. Don't go away.